Okay, it is that time, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started tonight. It's our fifth Sunday sing, and so we're going to start off just like we normally do. We'll pray, and then you'll have an opportunity to give a praise report and to bless God for what He's done in your life or in someone's life around you. So let's pray. Father, we thank You so much just for who You are. We just thank You, Lord, for loving us. Lord, we'll never understand why You do that, but we'll never doubt it. And we thank You so much for it. Lord, we pray for tonight that we'd bring honor and glory to You in everything that's said, everything that's sung, every note that's played, Lord, that You would receive glory and honor and no one else. Lord, watch over us and keep us. Teach us to love You more, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen.
We're just going to start out with one chorus if you guys want to stand with us. Jesus, lover of my soul. Anybody out there, because I haven't had anybody say if they have a reading tonight. Okay, so Larry, if you want to come up and do your reading.
Some years ago, my Sunday school class gave me a gift, and I was in Hammond's, and they had a bookstore back then, and I saw a book with a red cover, and it caught my attention. It was called I'm blocking on the name. I'll have to look at it. Oh, Unconditional. So I took the book down and I looked at it. And I thought, yeah, this is an interesting book. So I bought it. And then I discovered it had been written by a boy who had been in my church in Savannah, Missouri. He was a, what do we call him, royal ambassador? And it just struck me. I thought, well, wait a minute. How did this guy write a book like this? He was a Jesus freak. He dropped out of school. He did lots of things that just didn't seem to fit. But he wrote this book. And I loaned it to somebody. It was gone for a long time. And I finally found it again, this time in a hardback. His name is Brian Zahn. I'll tell you one little thing about him. When he was 18, on his 18th birthday, he had a vision that God was telling him that he was going to be a powerful pastor and minister. A few days later, the family doctor told him that he was going to be dead within a few days or a few weeks. And he talks in one of his books about the struggle he had with those two kinds of information. And I never knew until today that he wrote the poem that I'm about to read. So, you know, I'm kind of scattered. The cross is a scandal on every level. The king with a crown of thorns, death, march processional, acclamation by insult, macabre coronation. The cross is a scandal on every level. You say he won a war. You can't win a war that way. You have to kill to win a war. Who could win a war that way? The cross is a scandal on every level. Love your enemy. Forgive your enemy. Reconcile your enemy. Who ever heard such madness? The cross is a scandal on every level. Take up your cross and follow me. Who would ever sign up for that? Promise me pleasure and riches. Don't make me come and die. The cross is a scandal on every level. We long for glory and we're given this. We look for a kingdom and we get that. The glorious kingdom of a crucified king. We want gold and silver, success and splendor. The cross is a scandal on every level. Pharaoh did it first. Alexander did it great. Caesar did it best, but not a crucified conqueror. The cross is a scandal on every level. Give us a word, a sword and a shield, something we can win it with, not outstretched arms and a pierced side. The cross is a scandal on every level. No wonder the followers fled. What was there left to follow? It's the ultimate dead end. It's common sense that you run from that. The cross is a scandal on every level. You say it's the road that leads to life? Quite obviously, it's the way of death. And when you're dead, the story ends. Unless you believe what the silly women said. Took me a while to catch the meaning of that.
And now Ray Lynn is coming up to sing a song for us. And the title is, Who Am I? And I know a lot of you will know this when she starts singing it. It took me back. It's like, came out in 2003. So we were in the midst of having babies at that time, but this was a song that really ministered to me. And so she's going to sing it for us tonight. You ready?
Because of what you've done, not because because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, or to catch me when I'm falling. Told me who I am. Oh, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours.
Now we'll sing a couple. Jeff and Kay, want to come up and help me? We're going to sing Great and Mighty is He, and we're going to sandwich that with Victory in Jesus. So this will be fun.
Broken spirit, and somehow Jesus came and
victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Forever He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. Beneath the cleansing blood.
I like to get their fingers going. So that song does it. Okay, thank you guys. Okay. So does anybody else have a reading out there? If not, Janalee is going to come up and sing for us. What a beautiful name.
He's going to use the green mic.
Use the green one?
Yep.
And this is a familiar song to all of us, so if you want to sing along, she's going to sing lead, but if you guys want to join in with her, I know she'll love that.
No equal, now and forever, God. to this. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Okay. I don't know about you all, but I've been so blessed with the hearts of worship in these young people. And all of you. It's the heart of this church's worship. It's so beautiful. Okay, so if you guys want to come back up, I know I'm getting you out of your seats again, but we're going to sing a couple more songs. This is Amazing Grace.
Whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Oh, worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
And so we have a special. Josie, you want to come up? I think Josie has a little testimony first, but then she'll give us her song. Her song is called Good Plans, and that is such a promise of the Lord. No matter what's going on in our life, no matter the ups and downs, the curves and whatever, He has good plans for us. And so she's going to give a little testimony and then give her a song for us.
So I don't know where to stand now. I'll stay right here. So with Good Plans, I approached Stephanie with this song a while ago, months ago probably, because it's just such a good song. And it just never was the right time to sing it, except for this night. It was a very divine moment for us to be here. So with Good Plans, for those of you that don't know, my dad had cancer, and he battled it for 13 months before it was time. So, man, for that, 13 months. So 13 is kind of an important number right now, 13 months. And then it took about 13 months of figuring life out for me to feel like I was okay enough to do things and to look forward and to move in a direction other than just like standing in the mud, it felt like. So at 13 months after my dad had passed, I felt this whisper of the Holy Spirit of like, your family is not complete. You'll have another one at some point. So my husband and I, we talked about it, we prayed about it, and it just felt like, okay, we could potentially wrap our brains around this. And then we started trying, and it was not an easy road, and we had some infertility things, and then it took us 13 months to get pregnant again. And now I am 13 weeks with this precious baby, and it just, God has good plans, and it's all in His time. And like the song says, even in the deserts and the gardens, He's there with us. And my dad, throughout all of his journey, he preached about God's plan, and it's going to be okay because God has a plan, and it's all in His plan. So with this song, it's a divine moment for us to be here now as we listen to it. And you can sing it with me, please. And so Sal, are we ready?
Thank you.
surely your goodness and mercy will follow after me. Fear will not find me, cause I'll be dwelling in the house of God. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow after me. So fear will not find me, cause I'll be dwelling in the house of God. He has good plans. He has good plans for me. So I will take heart in deserts and gardens. He has good plans. He has good plans for me. If I know my Father, I know my Father has.
So we have two more songs congregationally. Wonderful, Merciful Savior, and Give Thanks. If you guys just want to stay there, or you can come up either way. We're going to end this, the song part of this evening, with these two songs.
The one we praise, you are the one we praise.
that one more time? Just, I want to hear your voices. I don't want to hear any music up here. We're just going to sing it. Okay. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. I think we can all agree tonight's songs, every single one of them was exactly that, just giving thanks to our God and how good He is and how wonderful. And yeah.
You have be seated for just 1 second. I want to share one real short thing. It's not a message or sermon, but it is a hopefully a challenge. Earlier this week with this morning's message, and as I talked about preparing ourselves to hear God's Word, I felt like that was what was for this morning. And then throughout the afternoon and sitting here during the music service, there's more for us. I've got some sheets here, and you can't see them from where you're at, but there's four sheets. And earlier this week, I texted my son in Colorado. Most of you know that him and his wife, just after they got married, they walked the Appalachian Trail, and they walked 800 miles on the Appalachian Trail and carried everything on their backs that they took in and carried everything out, food, everything. He has a list here. I said, can you send me your list that you took? His list goes down to the ounce of what each thing weighed. Like his pack was 36.8 ounces. His pack liner was 1.4 ounces. His tent was 21 ounces. That's not a very heavy tent, by the way. And just everything he had. This is his list. And then his wife's list had like two less things. But I bring that and I show that because of the preparation it took to prepare to walk on the Appalachian Trail. Man, you're going out there and everything I've ever heard of the Appalachian Mountains, other than they're pretty, everything I've ever heard was really scary. From the people that you run across to the animals that are out there, to the weather, to the danger in hiking, everything I felt was, when he told me they were going to do that, was fear on my side. And he was so prepared for that walk. He was prepared to walk 2,400 miles, but because of an injury, they were not able to finish. But he walked 800 miles. But my thing is, he was prepared. My question to us is, are you prepared to walk tomorrow? Are you prepared to walk for Christ tomorrow? Am I prepared to walk for Christ tomorrow? Because there are bears, but they're not the same kind of bears. There's bad weather, things that we're going to go through, but maybe not the same kind. There's rough trails that we're going to go through, maybe not the same kind. But what we've got, we have to prepare for the trail ahead of us. Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you to myself. Jesus is prepared. He is preparing. Why don't we prepare for the walk that God has before us? We just want Him to supply. If Nathan and Marissa would have walked on the Appalachian Trail and said, well, somebody will bring us food. Somebody will have a tent there. Somebody will pick us up and drive us to the next point. They'd have never made it 800 miles. But spiritually, that's where we're at. That's why so many times we don't feel God in our lives. We don't feel the joy of the Lord. We don't feel the victory in Jesus every day because we don't go into the day prepared. We want God to just hand us everything. Well, the Scripture says He'll supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Yes, it does. But we have to prepare to receive His Word, prepare to see Him, to prepare to walk with Him. He has given us the ability to prepare for tomorrow. My question is, are you prepared to walk the trail He set for you tomorrow? I hope you are, because there's a lot of dangers out there. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for this opportunity tonight just to be together and to praise You and to know how You're going to walk with us, how You've walked with us in the past, the testimonies that we hear and the praises that we're allowed to sing because of who You are. Lord, You are so amazing. But Lord, help us not just to rely on that, but to desire to experience that on a daily basis and to prepare to walk with You and to do what it takes to put on the armor and to do everything You've called us to do that we might honor and glorify You with the distance we walk for You. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for coming tonight. You are dismissed.